Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us this evening, but I do want to, before we bring them on, I just want to tell everyone that we are all praying for everyone, and please make sure that you are all safe and you are fully loaded for the storm that we're supposed to be receiving. Of course, you know, they say it's supposed to be a big one, so please make sure that everyone is taken care of. If you have someone that cannot get out the house, please make sure you do go and check on them as well. And if you can't bring them to you, at least make sure that they are fully equipped and ready for the storm that's coming this evening. With me right now, I have Elder Tillery. Elder Tillery, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How are you this evening?
Well, I feel blessed. I'm home. I'm not out in the in this tumultuous weather that we're expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. Home and fully equipped and ready for whatever we're going to receive.
I'm just
ready. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, yeah, I'm from the Knights Baptist Church at 180 Utica Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. And I also produce a television ministry out of Queens on the Queens Public Access Television. The name of the show is A Call to Worship and Praise, and we've been on the air since 1995. And God is good. What we do with at the show is we take the cameras to different churches in the tri-state area, and we showcase the pastors preaching, the choir singing. We also do shows from the studio where we would invite quartet groups, soloists. We do interviews and everything we can do to build God's kingdom here on earth.
And how did you get started doing that?
It's funny. well, back in the latter part of 1994, I have a friend, she also had her own television program. And I had asked her a few questions about it, how she got started. And one night I had a dream that God told me to start my own television ministry, because I've seen so many, I don't want to call them storefront churches, because there's no such thing as a storefront church. But the churches with very few members, but the pastors are very anointed. They're just as anointed as the T.D. Jakes or Bishop Martin or even Pastor Joel. But they are in these local churches, and I was asking God for a way that we might give them a platform or a voice. And he came up with he gave me the television program. And it was received quite well. I mean, we've been on the air since 95. We have a very large viewership. And then most recently, I purchased a website for the show where people might view the show from all over the world. And we just recently had to take it down because, you know, there's an expense incurred, you know, and that type of venture. And it became a bit too much for me right now, so we temporarily shut the website down. And that's that.
Do you find that you having the television show, it helps more with the churches, or is it really just a way that to help everyone be known?
Yes. It's helped in one church in particular, even with their church growth, because depending on the ministry, you know, people will pass a church every day.
Mm-hmm.
And never go inside, because what keeps people outside of any particular church is they don't know what's going on inside the church. They're not sure if they might be welcomed, into a church, into a particular church. This way, from the comfort of your home, you can see what's going on in this neighborhood church. And this particular church has visitors who came because they saw the church on television. They heard the sermons of the pastor. They saw the singing of the choir. And they felt moved to come and see it live and live in color for themselves. And a lot of people stayed and became members of these churches. So it does help because there's so much negativity on television as it is, and people are looking for something other than the sex, drugs, and violence that's so prevalent, on our television. There's not enough love and peace, and people long for the word of God.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. What we're gonna do, we're gonna go to a song, and then when we come back, I just want you to be able to tell everyone, where they can watch it on TV. What day,
sure.
What time.
Sure.
We're gonna go to a song, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna start taking callers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and He says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. You're not by your side. I trust you. Oh, God, I just love my diamonds. I got more bills than money, but oh, God, I will.
Palace Spiritual Sunday, and that was Jane Fortune, I Trust You, which with the weather we're supposed to be having today, everyone needs to make sure that they trust in somebody, because we're going to need it. We're definitely going to need it. Definitely going to need it. Elder Tilly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, how would they go about watching you, you know, on TV or just following you if you have, like, a Twitter or something, you know, any of your information that you want to give to everyone so this way they can, you know, reach out to you?
Yes. Well, I am on Facebook, Elder Levern Tillery. The show is on QPTV, Queens Public Television. The name of the show is A Call to Worship and Praise. You can Google it, Queens Public Television, and when you get to the page, just search for A Call to Worship. It airs Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Channel 56, Time Warner Cable. Or if you have Verizon Fios, I believe you can watch it on Channel 35.
Okay.
Yes, at 7 p.m. And, I always tell people wherever I go that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So it's not important how many people are in your pews. What is important is how much they believe. You know, so we have to get to the place where everything about us is all about Him, who is Christ Jesus. Yeah.
Right. We're going to take our first caller real quick.
All right.
Welcome to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Teresa Sanders.
Hi, Minister Sanders. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. I tell you, I can't wait till Sundays come around. Look so forward to calling in. I tell you, God is just so, so good. God is so good. I cannot complain. God is just too good to complain, you know? I'm just thankful to be on here. I was wondering if he could, the elder, the special guest, could spell his name so I can find him on Facebook and take down the information. Because you know me, I got to spell stuff for me, I tell you.
Well, I know you know how to spell elder.
Yes, I got elder.
My first name is L-E-V, like Victor, E-R-N.
You said L-E-G?
No, V, like Victor.
Okay, V?
Yeah, Leverne, L-E-V-E-R-N. And the last name is T-I-L-L-E-R-Y.
T or P? Okay, T as in Tom or P as in Paul?
T as in Tom. T as in Tillery. I-L-L-E-R-Y.
Okay, I have it. Thank you so much.
All right, we love to be your friend and pray for our ministry that it may continue as it has been doing. I tell you something interesting. I'll never forget it. My first year anniversary, which would have been in 96, I had promoted a concert for my anniversary. And I videotaped the concert, and then I aired it February of that year. And at that time, I used to put a phone number up on the screen for people to call in with comments or prayer requests, things of that sort. And I got this one message. This young woman was talking about suicide. And I thank God she left a phone number, and I called her, and I was talking, and she was channel surfing. Everything that could go wrong in her life happened, and one day she lost her job. She was engaged to be married. Her fiance called it off. Her rent was very overdue, and her landlord was just, you know, harassing her, and she was ready to just take her life. And I was able to minister to her, and thank God she's still with us today. And I wonder what would have happened if there had not been a call to worship and praise for this person at that time. And it wasn't preaching that was on that particular day. It was the anniversary show for our television ministry, and there were a bunch of quartet groups and everything. But, you know, music is a ministry in itself, you know, as just as much as the Word of God is. Because the Bible is replete, in the book of Psalms, making a joyful noise, and David was a musician, and he often played music and danced, and the music ministry of the show had touched her, and it held that hand back from taking her own life, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
Never forget.
I have a question for him, if I can ask the question. Is it okay?
Sure, go ahead.
I have a question for you. You seem very seasoned and have been doing this a while. Amen, praise God. How do you, for someone who doesn't know about the Lord, let's just paint the picture of a woman who grew up in a home whose family, her parents were not saved or didn't teach her anything about the Lord, so she has no clue, you know, about the heavenly things, can say to her, well, you know, you got to die of the flesh and come alive in the spirit. She wouldn't know what you're talking about. What are some ways to reach those people draw them in and want them to learn more about the Lord, what are some ways to get them in a language that they can understand? How would you go about that, Elder?
Well, outside of fellowship, you know, inviting them to a Sunday service, Bible study is real neat because you can talk to each other about the Word of God. You can search the Scriptures and learn more of Him and that capacity. And just, you know, there's a saying, God can and God will.
Yes.
And sooner or later, you'll look back and say, God did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good question too there, Minister Sanders.
Yeah, you know, because I'll tell you what, you know, I do what I do, and I thank God for that, for him. Thank you so much. You know, I have private Bible studies and stuff and run into that. I did an afternoon articulation for this message for the day, and the Lord gave me, you know, tell about the different dogs, you know, and you have some dogs that just bark, you know. They're just good noise toys, you know, in your life. You have some dogs that, they just around to get that piece of bread. They serve no purpose. You have dogs that protect you. You know, you have dogs you can actually talk to and train. They can open doors, refrigerators. They serve purposes in your life. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at some point or another, someone has came in contact with a dog, you know, but you can't say at some point or another someone has came in contact as far as with the someone who's going to teach them the Word of God. You know, it's a shame because people of the world relate to the world. You know, and people of heaven relate to heaven. So to articulate, they will now think about the goodness of the Lord, you know, and think about the people that surround you in your life, the people that pour into your spirit, you know, what people make you feel good, what people are just drawing out of you and not putting anything into you. You know, just think of that, and you can articulate that way. Now they can look at the different dogs they see. So you can't take them to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John because they have no clue. So but now you know they've seen all kinds of different dogs. So now they can go and draw a parallel, not saying these people are dogs, not saying this is anything heavenly, but it can get them an understanding in their mind where they're not feeling, you know, they're not feeling gullible, you know, and you're not downing them, you know, versus a bunch of leaders sitting around talking about things, and we understand well, and they're feeling so out of place. Give them something they can understand. So the Lord gave me that. So it's one of the confirmations to my spirit of more Bible studies, you know, and talking, invite them to worship and stuff like that. So that was truly what the Lord gave me. So I thank God for the man of God and that wonderful reply. It really was a confirmation to my spirit to keep doing that. So that's what
you know, God has something to say about dogs too. I believe it's in Isaiah.
yeah, heavenly things are not for dogs.
He called them dumb dogs.
Lord,
I wish I had my Bible handy with me. I believe it's Isaiah 56, around verse 10.
Isaiah 56 and verse 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I prayed on that too.
Yeah, because you know,
right,
some dogs
right.
you can't. Some dogs are so dumb. You can't teach them anything. And it also talks about dogs that don't bark.
Yeah,
because in those days they used dogs were like sentries. They dogs would warn you of danger. And you know what good is a junkyard dog if he don't bark?
That's it. Yes, it's in Isaiah 56 and verse 10. It says, "His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark." Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. You know what? I thank God for that. I forgot all about that scripture when I was there. But you know that woman got it.
Yeah. And what's the next verse? Verse 11. I think it said they're greedy.
Mm.
They can never have enough. And they are shepherds.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we have to take this other caller. But Minister Sanders, stay on the line because I have a question for you too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to take another call. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey,
hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Minister Sanders and Minister Tillerique? I'm blessed. Just asking that you all keep me in prayer, you know, because I'm in the midst of the storm, but, you know, I know it's all in God's hands, so I know that I'm going to be fine. But, you know,
yeah,
you need that prayer.
Say something to the sister, Lavina.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Minister Sanders? Okay, see you there?
Yes.
Okay. Elder Tillery, you there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Like I say, now, you know, my electric is blinking in and out, but, you know, like I say, I know God is in control of it all, but, you know, prayer is not going to hurt anything. It's not going to hurt anything, you know. I've been praying about it, and, you know, I'm not worried about it because I know that, you know, he has me covered. So, you know, I'm just asking everyone to keep me and everyone else that's in the path of, you know, Hurricane Sandy in their prayers and everything, you know. So. Huh?
I said, we need Sandy to go away real fast.
Yes, we do. I mean, you know, I'm only like, what, 5 minutes in driving distance from the beach. So they've evacuated mostly everybody that's on the beach, close to the beach, you know. So I'm just, you know, like I said, the wind is pretty high down here now. And like I said, the electric is going in and out. So that's, I don't know how long I'll be able to be on here, but, you know, I had to call because, you know, I have to get my blessings.
Minister Sanders, you're back on the air, right?
Yes, my signal died.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Well, yeah, you know, like I said, we don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but, you know, it's nothing to play with regardless. You know, still always be prepared and be prayed up for it.
Right, and you're in Jersey, and we're in New York.
They
have already closed some of the schools in New York City and Long Island and Nassau County.
And here, too, you know, emergency evacuation and everything.
Yeah,
you know, they started doing that at 4 here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, right now, like, the electric is in and out, you know. But, again, I say, you know, hey, God is in control of it all.
Okay.
Normally, I be running for cover, but I'm going to stay at my home. This is where he want me. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen, whether I'm somewhere else or here. If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. But I just feel good about it. I feel good about it that he's in control, so I'm okay.
So you're one of those people where they said on the news that they're asking people to evacuate and some people are refusing to go. You're one of those then.
Well, you know, thank God they haven't asked where I am to evacuate. But if they did, I don't think I would go. Honestly, I feel like if it's going to happen, I don't care where you are. You can't hide from God. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know?
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you that you can't hide from God. But if I'm living by the water and I know that those eyes are going to come up, I'm sorry. I'm leaving. No, I'm not going to sit there. And I'm sorry, Machine, but I'm just going to have to
wait a
minute. Listen. I'm out already. I'm gone. Before they can even say, okay, I'm out already.
Wait a minute.
I'm in a safer place than by the water, you know?
Okay. Check this out, though. Okay, you know where I live, right? I'm up on the second floor. They're wanting us to go to a school that's on ground, that's closer to the water.
Oh, the school is closer to the water?
Yeah. I'm not going there. That's what I said. I feel like I'm safe up on the second floor.
Yeah, just make sure you got some candles and stuff, you know.
Oh,
I'm just
listen, I got it all sitting right here beside me.
Oh,
I got it all sitting right. I'm keeping everything like charged up. Mm-hmm. I got canned goods. I got plenty of water, you know. So,
you want a second floor.
And there you go. I look out the window and see if the water start coming too far down. Then I guess they have a boat to come in and rescue me.
There you go. You know what? You're one of those people that's going to make everybody work a little bit harder. You don't want to leave initially. Right there. But do y'all agree, though? I mean, she going to make their work a little more difficult. Talk about, oh, they're going to send a boat for me. You know?
God told me to be still.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing.
As long as he's
I'm
going to
be still.
To be still, then you be still. But,
I'm not.
But what I'm going to say is, God, I love you. I know you got me covered. But you can cover me at this other location. You're going to tell me why you're running. You're going to tell me why you're running, huh?
If I see everybody else leaving, then I have no other choice but to go. But right now, I'm on one side of the track. The people over on the other side of the tracks, they're the ones being evacuated. They're closer than I am. But that school is closer, and it's down on the ground.
Y'all hear her, right? Y'all do hear her, Hillary and Minister Sanders talking about, I have to get a vote for her, right?
Yeah.
I have something to tell her. I want to get something. I have something I'd like to say. Okay, go ahead.
I was laughing. That really tickled me. I'm going to say this just for the, because one thing we got to realize is the power of God. It's God. I heard her say that God told her to stand still. Now, if the fact the Lord told you to stand still and you believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, ain't nothing that's going to happen to you, okay? All right? So there's nothing wrong with that. You stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord who's going to protect you, because my same God parted the sea, you know? So if it's God who told you to stand still, then you stand still, you know? But I'm going to say this. Now, God, now just because God told her to stand still, you know, that doesn't mean he tells that to everyone else. That just reminds me of so many people. We can't be so heavenly minded that we don't have any earthly value. I'm gonna tell you what my grandmother told me about this fisherman man who was trapped at sea, and the Jesus came for him three times in the form of other people, and every single time the man said, "I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord." And so finally, after the third person had left, he ended up, you know, dying at sea. And so when he asked the Lord, "Why didn't you come for me?" And Jesus said, "Hey, I came for you three times, and each time you stayed." So see, you got to, the Lord give us a thing called common sense, you know, give us a thing called common sense. Now, if she didn't say that God is the one who told her to stand still, I say, sister, when you look around and you see, you know, things like that, see, the Lord sends us warnings, you know, and stuff like that. Then get on out of there. But if the Lord told her to stand still, I want to definitely admire her faith in God, because not many of us have that. God tell us to do something, but we're looking at what it looks like, and we go on, and something else bad happens. So just that faith in God right there, I can't sit down on that. I was tickled because of how my sister said, "Well, I'm going to be gone." But at the same time, you know, I love that. I listen very carefully to very key words. She said, "God told me to stand still." I understand. And, you know, if everyone else, I understand that. But God is the one who told me to stand still. You know, so on solid rock, I'm going to stand, you know, and wait on the salvation of the Lord. So I truly thank God for you. But I just want the other callers who, you know, God don't tell everybody the same thing. The Lord may tell you something different. And listen, he may tell you with in the form of glory, which is faith being manifested, is what you can see. So the Lord may reveal to you when that water rises or whatever that it's time for you to change, you know, or something like that. So just listen to the voice of the Lord. And as long as you do what you're doing, it's God that told me. I'm not worrying about nothing else. I'm going to go by what God said, because no one can reveal God but God. Praise God. You're going to be all right. So I just wanted to share that, because that's very important for everyone to realize, just to wait till the Lord speaks to you, and he's going to reveal himself in the form of his glory. So I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Mm-hmm. That was funny, though. That was funny.
You speak of the weather. The word tide just come to me. It's come to me every now and then, tide. And I decree and I declare that my tide has changed, and what God has for me will come to me, because I'm connected to the flow of the Holy Spirit. And my prayer is for the Lord, that the Lord might give me eyes to see and ears to hear the flow of water. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Hello?
The movement of the flow. See, the flow of our tide has changed. I think the word is in Deuteronomy 33:19. And God is about to send the flow. I heard Sister T, I think that's your name, last week on the phone. I think you were on your way to the hospital. I thank God everything turned out all right. But maybe this word is for you.
Thank you.
But God is about to send the flow your way. And when it comes, you have to pull on the abundance of the seed and stand on the seashore in the spirit and watch the flow of the tide. See, God is saying, I can't get it out of my mind. God is saying, watch the flow and make sure that you are connected to the flow.
Okay.
I feel so strange. I mean, God, just give me this word. You know, I was watching the news earlier. They talk about the different types of tides. And slack tide is in between the high tide and the low tide. So God said to me, don't do anything stupid during this time, because He's in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, tides deal with the vertical levels of water. Tides changing, it changes. It deals with the water levels going up and down. And God is just saying, stay connected to the flow, because there's a shift in the atmosphere. Yeah. So, you know, may God always bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. She was sick. She was the one that was sick, you know, the last couple of weeks on the air. So, see, that truly was, you know, for you, you know.
Yeah.
You and, you know, I can be a comedian from time to time, but
we all can.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, she is. I mean,
that was God that was telling you to stand still and not T, because, you know, T could be a little stubborn sometimes.
Yeah,
and say,
I'm not going nowhere,
you know. So I want to make sure that was truly God.
God told me to stand still. You know, like I said, I've been praying about it all day, you know. And, I mean, I just constantly been praying, you know, hey, what am I to do? You know, do I go for shelter? Do I run for shelter? Or do I stay still for now? You know, and like I said, it was there for me to stand still, so I got to obey His words.
That's right.
You know, if I go for cover against His will, then I may be
then
in harm's way.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, because I'm not listening to Him. I'm doing what T want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, T can be stubborn and do what T want to do sometimes. I don't play with him. I play with a lot of people, and I joke with a lot of people, but I ain't messing with him.
You better not.
He didn't bring me this far to leave me, so I got to stand still and wait for his call for me to move further.
Now,
when he tell me that I need to go, then guess what? I'm out of here. If it's just the things on my back, I'm out of here. But right now, I'm okay. You know.
And like I said, I'm praying for everybody that's in the path of it, you know, and those that are not in the path of it, I'm still praying for those.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we all have doubts and questions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you have to choose to say, Lord, just say, Lord, I believe. I might not always understand, but I trust you.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to say that over and over and over until you believe it yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He's right about that. You got to, and then also, before you even start to pray, you got to believe that God can do what you want him to do. That blessing you need, you know, when you said, hey, pray for me, you have to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt the thing, what you're asking for, that God can perform this. Or anything, no need to pray, because it's not going to avail. You know, you got to believe that God can actually do it. And like the man of God said, you pray. Start praying, keep on praying, and he'll bless you with faith. The measure rule of faith has already been given. You know, I think Romans 12 and 3, the measure rule of faith has already been given. You know, and so he'll give you that. He'll give you his faith, and he'll show you his glory. But the man of God's right, you got to keep praying. You got to keep praying, you know? But you got to first, before you even pray, believe that the Lord can perform what you asking him to. Believe that he is, that he was, and he can do that, you know? Or it's not going to work. He's not going to be able to, well, not that he's not going to be able to, he refuses.
Right. Well, 2 weeks ago when you all told me to just start praying, when I thought I was taking my last breath, and when I seen that happening, like I said, I have to honestly say, thanks to GQ Palace as well, since this show has been on, I am a changed person. I know, I see it, I feel it. You know, a lot of things that I used to do, the ways that I used to act, not there anymore, you know. And I'm just praying that, you know, it'll continue, you know, because I know that it can happen and I know that it's possible.
Well, what is faith? What is faith?
Believing.
What is, so the caller, that's a wonderful question. I'm glad.
You got to believe.
Step up,
when we come,
up.
Can you hear me?
You break it. You're in and out, but we can hear you. We can hear you too.
Okay.
Wonderful question.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Sure, go ahead. We can hear you guys. We can hear you.
Okay. When we come to faith in Jesus Christ, God, see, we know, because, you know, I'm talking about us four speaking on the phone right now. We've come to have faith in Jesus Christ. But it's the newcomers to Christ who need to know that when we come to faith in Jesus, God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit who enables us to do what God has called us to do, even if it's for just a season. You know, if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it.
Yes, I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow, I wanted to answer his question, what is faith, too, whenever he... That was a wonderful question. I'm glad the Lord put that in his mouth, what is faith.
Well, the answer I was looking for was the faith definition in Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes, that's the one, exactly. And see, I thank God for him. And that's why the Lord has us, we have different spiritual gifts. You know, I thank God for the man of God. And see, that right there, we understand that as well, you know, for me and you. Then we got to realize there's some callers, they have no biblical, you know what I mean, interpretation. So we got to explain that to them in a different language. See what I'm saying? Like,
well, I always give them the biblical definition of everything first.
Okay.
You know, because we all have our own worldviews and our own ideas of what the answer to this or that is. You know, but the Bible also says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So we have to teach them God's view, God's mm-hmm. word, God's answer to this or to that first,
mm-hmm.
and then elaborate on our own individual worldview, you know, of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one thing that all denominations have in common, no matter what denomination that you're a part of. And that one thing that we all have in common is the word of God. The word of God is the same. You know, man created denominations.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just follow the word of God, if we just trust God's plan and his eternal love for us, no matter how we feel, you know, it's like taking your meds every day, a daily healthy dose of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the only firewall, if you will, that can protect us from the devil's threat. Because the devil is constantly threatening
mm-hmm.
us. All the time, he's threatening
mm-hmm.
us.
Yes, he is.
I'm so sick and tired of him threatening me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I've got a God on my side that's bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
Because me and God is always the majority.
Right.
And God will take the power out of the hands of the ungrateful
right.
and place it in the hands of the unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't listen to the devil. Because God ain't mad at you.
Right. We're going to go to a song real quick, and then we're going to come back and take another caller, okay?
Yeah, wait. Yes, ma'am. Lavina, after the song, let me answer that question on stage.
Okay.
All right.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Just believe
that God can get better.
Oh,
Fortune, I believe. Is everybody there?
Yes, I'm
there. Okay, Minister Sanders, you wanted to answer the question, right?
Yes, on faith is so important. And at first, I want to always have to acknowledge and thank God for what the man of God said. You definitely have to give back it through the word of God, because God promised to back us through his power, not our opinions or worldly hearsay. So I want to thank God for that, and that's what I was coming to do, to give the word. I got two scriptures and just explain it very quickly. In Romans in chapter 12, just to understand that faith is not yours, it belongs to God. Anything supernatural is not yours, it belongs to God. You have access to it when you serve God and when you seek him and when you come alive in his spirit. Faith is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And Romans, and take down these scriptures, callers. Romans chapter 12 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God dealt to every man." Listen, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many are of one body in Christ, and to every one members of one another. While I go to the next one, I'm just going to let you know, that's like a minister, Elder Tillery. He has his measure of faith. He's functioning in his office. The Lord knows how much faith he needs. So the Lord blesses him with that. You know, I have my function. Lavina has her function. You know, and as long as we serve the Lord, the measure of faith is given. The Lord knows just how much we're going to need to believe. And as long as we seek after him, he blesses us with that. Faith is supernatural. Faith is unseen. Okay? Faith influences the unseen. The righteousness of God is revealed through your faith, by grace. Going over into Galatians, the book of Galatians chapter 5, just so you know the difference. Galatians chapter 5, start with 16. "Then I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." What is the law? Okay, the law meaning of the flesh. If you under the flesh, you are envying, murdering, drunk, reviling. You know, you are adultering, fornicating, unclean, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and hearsays, like the man of God said before we went to break. Hearsays, you're elaborating on worldly things. No, you're not going to get understanding. Well, the fruit of the Spirit, down in 22 of Galatians chapter 5. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. "Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." There is no law. So when you hear someone say, "Oh, well, my faith is stronger than your faith, or my anointing is this," that's not the truth, because it don't belong. We're not supposed to, me and Minister Teresa are not supposed to think I'm better than Miss Lavina, or the woman who said, "Hey, you know, I believe the Lord told me to stand still." I'm not supposed to get jealous of her and say and envy her, "Oh, her faith is stronger than mine. I wish I could believe in God so much that a hurricane could come and I don't move." I'm jealous. No, because the measure rule of faith, the Lord knows how much faith she needed to do that. She said, "God told me to stand still, and that's what I'm going to do." And so God dealt her a measure rule of faith. So understand this. You have access to faith when you serve God, when you stop getting into the flesh, when you come out of the rule of the flesh, when you when you deny yourself, you come alive in the spirit of the Lord, and you have access to his anointing. You have access to his faith. You have access to his joy, his peace. You have access to his glory. Faith and glory are synonymous. Faith and glory are synonymous. Glory is the visible manifestation of God. It shows how faith is revealed. So just understand that no faith doesn't belong to any of us. It is a gift the Lord blesses us with when we are doing what he tells us to do, when we are serving him in the different assignments and functions that he will send us on, so that we have access to it. The measure rule has already been dealt. So that's what faith is, and that's what faith means. So really take that down, like the man of God said, and go through the word. Make sure you definitely go through the word, not hearsays and opinions, because that's of the flesh. Make sure you don't elaborate in worldly opinions. Only stick to the word of God, because that's what's going to back you. God promised to back us through his power, his word, not our opinion. So it's not going to work. But amen. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I get that out there. That's so important. I love the way the Lord put that in his mouth, because someone needs that tonight. Amen. Praise God, Lavinia. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. I'm going to go to another corner.
Okay.
Reverend Tillery, Elder Tillery, are you there?
Yeah, I was going to say something to her from Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. You know, so faith is the foundation of our walk, of our communion with God. You know, faith, you know, is what is going to open the door to the kingdom for us when we are called.
That's right.
Because if you don't believe, if you don't believe it now, you never will.
Yeah.
You know, seek the Lord, you know, while he may be found. And without faith, you know, anybody that comes to God, you must believe. You know what? God does not even exist. God does not exist. God is. Because if God existed, that would mean that there's something greater than him. You and I, we exist because we were brought forth from our mother's womb. You know, the chairs that we sit on exist because they came from a tree. The tree exists because it came from the ground. You know, the universe exists because it was spoken into existence by God's word. So God does not exist. And if you look at Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says that God is. And that's not playing with semantics.
Amen.
You know, but, you know, because, go ahead.
Hold that thought real quick, because we have a caller that's been holding, okay?
I like that, Elder
Tillery.
I like that.
He doesn't.
Can I have your name, please?
Shelly.
Hey, Miss Shelly, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good, good. You're here with Elder Tillery and Minister Sanders?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us what you're thankful for, or is there anything you want to share with us this evening?
Well, excuse me. First and foremost, basically, I want to keep it 100 with everybody. I don't know the Lord. I don't go to church. And for some reason tonight, I've tuned in and pressed one to all of the other TQ Palace's shows. But for some reason tonight, I felt God said press one tonight and to get the word. Like I don't know the Lord. I don't go to church. For some reason, I think I'm supposed to be here on the line and get some sort of healing. I, that's what I believe I'm supposed to be doing tonight.
And you definitely call the show.
And that's, that's all I have to say. I mean, I'm here. I mean, maybe I can get a blessing, or of course I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for everything that I have. I'm thankful for everybody. I hope everybody. Yes.
Sister, what's your name again? I missed your name.
Shelley.
Shelley. Oh, okay. Do you have a Bible?
Yes, I do.
Good. When you get a chance, turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. And all that verse is simply explaining the importance of fellowship.
Okay.
In the church. It's very important because you need the support of the church. There's a story about a woman had an issue of blood for 12 years, and she couldn't find healing anywhere. She went to many doctors during that 12-year course, and one day she was somewhere in the vicinity of Jesus. He was and crowds were all around him, and she felt within herself that if she made contact with Christ, she would be healed of her infirmity. And the Bible says that she pressed her way through the crowd, and she couldn't really grab him as she wanted to, but the most that she could grab or touch was just the hem of his garment. And as soon as she touched it, immediately she was healed. And Jesus felt her touch. And he stopped and he said, "Somebody touched me." And his disciples said, "Well, of course somebody touched you. Did you see all the people around? There's hundreds or maybe thousands of people around you right now. Everybody's touching you." And he said, no, it wasn't that kind of touch.
Okay.
This was a touch of faith that touched me. And he found the woman, and she was just overjoyed. She was just thanking him, "Oh, Lord, Christ, you healed me." And he said, "No, woman, I didn't do anything." You know what he said? He said, "Your faith has made you whole."
Yes.
It's your faith. And see, the question is, what do you believe?
I believe in God.
Well, why do you believe?
I mean, honestly, keeping it real, I mean, all throughout my life, that's how I was raised. Again, I can tell you, tell everyone who's listening, that I don't go to church. I don't have a home church. I don't know the Lord. I don't know the Bible. But I'm here. I'm here right now. I'm here.
That's right.
Thank God that you're here. But
I'm here.
But do you want to go further? Do you want to go to another level?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Like, do you want to? Well, then I'm sure that the ladies and the minister would agree with me. You have to find yourself. What I meant to say with that story about the woman, she made contact with the body of Christ. Now, we can't physically make contact with the body of Christ, but the church is the body of Christ. Every baptized believer comprises the body of Christ, and you need a healing in the sense of knowing God a little better.
But would you agree
that fellowship? So you need to find where do you live?
I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm originally from Queens, but I live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, Raleigh. Oh.
I have some. Would you agree, Minister Sanders and Elder Tillery? Would you believe though, with her relocating, that the first step might be to be more, you know, to look at the Bible, read different scriptures, and you know the word a little bit better, you know, because it's easy for us to walk into a church and say, okay, you know, this is where I am this day. But
exactly.
You have to feel it in, you know, you have to feel it in your heart, and you have to know somewhat of the Bible, some of the scriptures, so this way you can relate to it a little bit better, because otherwise you're going to sit there and not really, you know, be familiar with it. I mean, and Shelley is originally from Queens, so where up here, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Shelley, here she was in church. She, you know, she did go to church. She was, you know, doing everything, but then she relocated. So relocating, you know, to, you know, another state and not finding a home in a church, you know, is one thing.
I don't have a home church. And again, I haven't been to church in quite a few years. I mean, yeah, keeping it real, I have not. I have something to say to her.
Go ahead, Minister Sanders.
Yes. I have something. First of all, sister, I'm not letting you get off the phone without you taking down my number. So I need you to take my number down. And but let me tell you why you came to this conference line. First of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you. I bless God for you. Let me tell you what led you here. Grace. It's the Lord's grace. I'm going to always go to the Bible when I say Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Okay? And scroll down a little further to chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who was rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved, my sister, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. This is the scripture I was looking for. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are, listen, you are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So see, even though you said you didn't come to church, you didn't do this, you know, you didn't know of God, God knew you. He know you. See, you had a call. You were called from birth. You were predestinated. And because God loved you so much, it was his love that went to that cross just for you. See, he didn't die for perfect people. He died for you. He died for you so that you may believe. So it's the Lord's grace that brought you to this conference line. That's what you came, well, excuse me, for to Spiritual Sunday. I have a conference line, so forgive me for, yeah. So that brought you to, you know, Spiritual Sunday radio show. I tell you, I learned behavior. It brought you to this call. You know, you don't know what, but I want to tell you what. It was God that brought you here, because God believes in you. Even though you don't fully believe in you, God believed in you, and because you are his workmanship, he made us, and he means for you to know him. He means for you to come together. See, what we're doing in assembling, this is called the power of agreement. You heard the scripture tell us, when two or three are gathered together, who's in the midst of us? It's God. It's the power of agreeing. He's there. That's an element conducive to faith. It's an element conducive to creating an element for God to dwell in. Okay, see, the Lord, when he made the world, he made the water before he put the fish here. He had to set the elements for them to live. When he created the world, he made this air and all that. Excuse me. The devil trying to choke me. He don't want us to come out. The Lord, when he made the world, he put the air, everything that man needs to breathe, and then he put us here. You see what I'm saying? So he knew what you was going to need. The Lord led you. He put all of us on this conference line. Elder Tillery, who I love the way he articulates. I'm enjoying him. He put him here. He put Lavina here. He put this call here because he set the element for you to be able to call in. He led you here. This is what God does.
Well,
so
Shelley,
it's all
can
right,
I ask you,
my sister.
Shelley, can I ask you a question?
Let me finish this thought. Let me finish this thought, and the Lord put you here for that particular reason. So you just be thankful. Don't you be ashamed. I'm glad the devil's tongue was loose.
Oh, I'm not ashamed.
Now, now you can receive what the Lord has for you because of your belief. Like Elder Tillery was saying, you have to believe first. But I'm going to decrease and go ahead and let him talk. Before you get off, I need to give you my number because I want to talk to you.
Well, before we do close the show anyway, Minister Sanders, if it's okay with you, I wanted you to give everyone your information so that they can also follow you with the different conference lines that you do have during the week as well. So before we end the show, you can just fill everyone in on that information, and then by that time, you know, Shelley, you'll be able to take heed to, you know, any of the information.
Okay.
And if
and
you miss anything,
God.
I have.
Yeah, I want her to know.
Leave you all soon because my dog is telling me she wants to go outside. she does that. But Shelley, what I wanted to ask you. You relocated to North Carolina, Raleigh?
I did. I relocated.
Okay. Do you have family? Do you have family there?
I do. Actually, my family is, I have my dad here, and I have my mom, and my sisters and brothers.
All right. Well, why don't you think about, I know you have friends. I'm talking about those who go to church who might belong to a church. Visit their churches. Don't make a decision until you visited a few of those churches and that you might feel comfortable with. Maybe you might feel comfortable fellowshipping with your family. I mean, you're blessed. You have your parents. You have both your parents. You have your brothers and sisters. There's a church, and I have a TV ministry out of Queens. And one of the churches that we air most of the time, there are generations of families that are members of that church. I mean, from the grandparent all the way down to the grandchild. And grown people in their 20s and 30s who have grown up in that church, you know. So, and it's a beautiful thing when you see a whole family that come to worship God together. Because, see, once you realize that God's love for you is unconditional, then you can stop trying to earn his love. Because he loves you unconditionally.
I feel that I don't know the Lord like I should, though. Honestly,
I say that there's nothing wrong with you feeling that way. You know, there's nothing wrong with you feeling like, you know what, I need to know the Lord a little bit more. You know, that's why I would suggest to you, you know, because you do have the Bible, you know, on Spiritual Sundays. Minister Sanders, you know, calls in every Sunday, and every Sunday she does reference different scriptures in the Bible, you know, and as well as she has like a Bible study where we can do, you know, over the phone, you know, with her. So I would suggest that you, you know, pick up the Bible, you know, and with the different scriptures that are given to you, you know, read those scriptures. You know, there's different prayers that in the Bible as well that you are able to reference and you're able to read those as well, you know, as well as looking for a church, you know, home. But, I mean, to me, you know, with you being down there so long, you know, and not, you know, finding a church home, you know, that's why I suggest the Bible.
Well, Lavina,
you know,
it's not so much a find a church home. I mean, it's the point of just knowing the Lord. I mean, I don't know the Lord. I think I've told you guys that this
Will you ever baptize?
No, sir.
All right. Well, you know what? You can, even before you even join a church, you can always join their Bible study.
Okay.
And learn of the Lord that way. It's not a regular church service. Mm-hmm. It's a class. It's a Bible study. It's to help you understand what you're reading in the Bible. Because you picking up the Bible right now and reading it is one thing. You know what? Our Sunday school lesson dealt with the eunuch who Philip ministered to and baptized. He was an Ethiopian eunuch, and here he is reading Isaiah. and he could read it. Now, he was bilingual. He was reading it, but he couldn't understand. He didn't understand what he was reading. He didn't know if the writer was talking about himself or someone else. And he asked Philip, and then Philip started talking to him about Jesus Christ, because that's who the Isaiah was prophesying about, was Jesus Christ. And it's completely understandable that he didn't know that, because if you don't know the Lord, how can you understand?
Right.
You know, so you can find a church and just start going to their Bible study.
For some reason, I want to share this with you guys real quick. For some reason, I tune into all the other GQ
style
shows. I do that. I have done that. I have done that. But I'm hoping that no one will judge me. But tonight, someone said, only but God, I believe that's what said, open up your laptop, call in and press 1. That's all I'm going to say right now. I mean, really. It's true. I mean, it's very true.
Okay, with God. That's what I was telling you in chapter 2 of Ephesians. It was God, because God know you. He knows that you needed him, and so he led you. It was the Lord, not so much of what you've done or what we've done, but because he loves you so much. You are his workmanship, you know, and so he led you here. He led you here through his grace and his mercy. But
I believe
think
that.
Exactly. And it was the Lord who led you here. But, you know, and what Elder Tillman was saying, I love the way he articulates in Ephesians chapter 2. Before you go into these different churches and things like that, it's good you have to get to know the attributes of God so you can understand, because many people come in the name of the Lord and are none of his. See what I'm saying? And the devil knows the word from the beginning of Genesis to the last of Revelation. There's so much more. You see what I'm saying? Because he was in heaven. People identify Satan as some ugly creature, ugly and ignorant, when that's not the case. He's very sharp and very wise, you know. But what Elder Tillman was saying, by the time when you get to that knowing of him, it is going to come a time when you're going to have to go in fellowship, like chapter 2 of Ephesians, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. You know, I'm a saint. Elder Tendall is a saint, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings fit firmly together, growing unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are building together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. So the Spirit of the Lord is what's working here. You know, everything, the Lord set the elements made for you to call in tonight. Elder Tendelman, he had an appointment to be here tonight. The Lord led him here. I had an appointment to be here tonight. The Lord knew you needed this. So because the Lord loved you so much, not so much because of what you've done, I love what the man of God said. You stop trying to earn it. You're not going to earn it. It's given freely. I tell you, he's ministering to my spirit tonight. He's right. You're not going to be able to earn it. You know? It's given to you freely while you're doing what the Lord is calling you to do. And Minister Sanders, I kind of volunteered your services. I'll just put it out there, you know. I volunteered your services because I do know that you do have Bible study.
Yes, ma'am. I look forward to that. I bowed to it. I thought she said, I don't know God. I don't know of him. Oh, I'm like, thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for this because the Lord has blessed me with that gift of teaching, you know. Because, see, everybody's not going to have, you know, we can't be so heavenly minded that we have no earthly value. And everyone, we got to understand the people, they're babes in Christ. They're saints, and, you know, they're the saints of God. You have the babes in Christ. You have ones who don't know God, so you can't reach them on the same level. You know,
right.
You have they have different levels, and you can't talk over their head or talk at them. We got to talk to them.
That's right.
I know my daughter. Can I say this before I have to go?
Okay.
Can I say one thing? Just one thing.
Go
my
ahead.
Daughter, she's 13 years old, and I pray with her every night. We get on our knees and say our prayers, and we say grace and all those things that I'm thinking that I should do with her. But she asked me, probably about maybe 8 months ago, mm-hmm. as we were praying, she asked me, she said, Mom, why we don't go to church? Mm-hmm. And I had no answer for her for that. I said, let's just pray. And she just said that to me probably about a couple hours ago, just like, Mom, you just cook food, we're good and everything, but Mom, why are we not going to church? And I'm like, wow, you know, this is like several times that she asked me, and I have not, I have not brought her to church, only on several occasions. Like, I make it a point to go to church on New Year's Eve. I make it a point for me and her to go to church, and my son.
Nice.
But other than that, during the rest of the year, I don't take them to church. I don't know why. I'm thinking, well, you don't go to church that much. Are you going to be judged in the church because you don't go to church? Is someone going to be looking at you like, wow, is he at church? Is she going to be like, wow, why are you here? You know, I mean, but at the end of the day, God is the only one that can judge me. But I have not walked through the church doors. I have not.
Well, the only thing I'm going to tell you, because you did make a statement there, and you said that, you know, you called GQ Palace, or, you know, all the other shows, you know, and I just want to tell you, if there's one thing that you don't know about GQ Palace, we don't judge anybody. You know, we don't judge anybody. We believe in setting a format so this way everyone can come together, you know, and that's why we're here. That's why Spiritual Sunday got started, because we have four other shows, and we didn't have anything on Sunday. So Spiritual Sunday is a format, so this way everyone can come in and they can unite, and everyone can give different testimonies, and we can have special guests on. And the special guests, they're here, you know, to deliver the word. They're here to do what they do best in my eyes, you know. And in my eyes, I believe they were given a gift, and I'm thankful that they're able to utilize that gift, you know, with us on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. You know, so I want to thank you, and I just want to just reiterate to you that we don't judge anybody. Only God can judge you, and we're not.
No, I wasn't saying you guys do. I was just thinking in my mind, like, you know, like, well, you know what? I'm not a type of person that cares about what who thinks. But I'm like, gosh, you don't go to church. You know, you don't go to church. You know, you're here at the church. What are you thinking? They see you on Sunday, and then they're like, oh, I don't know.
Well. I really got to go, but I just want to leave her, Shelly, my information. You can follow me on Facebook, Elder Lee Vern Tillery, LEVERN, and last name is TILLERY, Elder Lee Vern Tillery. And leave you with this. So next Sunday, go to someone's church. If it's your parents' church, your cousin's church, your friend's church, go to church. And don't go alone. Take your children with you.
And find out
about a Bible class. Okay. And it's free. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay to learn. They're usually on Tuesday or Wednesday nights, and it's only for about an hour or two. And you'd be surprised, you know, that how much you will begin to learn. And stop saying that you don't know the Lord. If you didn't know the Lord,
I don't know the Lord.
You just said to us that you and your children pray together.
Every night we do.
Well, you know, that's communing with God. That's talking to God. So you do know Him. He's listening to you. He hears every word that you say to Him. So you do know Him. Now you may not know Him in the pardon of your sin, but see, that's when you come to the church to join to publicly give your life to Christ. That's a part of the meaning of joining a church, is to give publicly give your life to Christ. Just read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. And, you know, it tells you to don't forget the assembly with the people. And then you have Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. To read, But in the interim, find a church to visit and find a Bible study class and just join in with it. The sister, she says that, you know, she has Bible study online or on the phone conference. That's a good start. You know, any place is a good start. You know, but, you know, just you'll feel so much better because you have a hunger for the Lord. Esau and Jacob were twin brothers in the Old Testament. And Esau, he didn't have a hunger for God. God's name never crosses, was never heard coming out of his mouth. His brother Jacob, he had a hunger to serve God, and that's what you need. That's what you have. I can feel that in your spirit. You do have that hunger and thirst for the Lord. But the only problem that you have is you just don't have a church home.
I don't have a church home.
Yeah.
I don't.
And that's not a hard thing to do. I don't know if you want to go to a Baptist church. I'm Baptist. But that does not that it matters.
There's a church that's probably like a mile from where I live, and I do have one friend that she does go to church, and she's a believer in God, and she's all about church and everything, and she definitely talks to me just about every day. And
so
I think I'm going to
visit her.
I'm going to visit her church Sunday. Next Sunday. But wait. I think they have Bible study on Wednesdays. I'm going to go. I'm going to bring my daughter and my son, and we're going to go on Wednesday.
Right, well, we're going to just hold that thought because we're going to go to Elder Tillery. I want to thank you for coming on. I know you've been saying that you had to go.
My dog has to go.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. We're going to go to a song, and then when we'll come
back.
Thank
you for those words of encouragement.
All right. And listen, would you give her my information? Because me and you are friends.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd like to have it.
Okay. So God bless you all.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Just stay on the line, okay?
Bye-bye, yeah.
Minister Sanders?
Yes, I am here.
I'm going to go to a song real fast, and then we'll come back and we'll continue on, okay? Shelly, just hold the line, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Oh,
hands in the sanctuary. Minister Sanders, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. We're going to take another caller. Shelly, you still on the air?
I am.
Okay, just stay with us. One more
not
second.
Going nowhere right now.
All right, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Welcome to Geeky Palace. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, Ray. Hi. I've been listening to the show. I'm at work, so I couldn't chime in any earlier. But once I heard my friend Shelly's voice, I had to run in the manager's office and hide out. And
love you, Mama. Love you, love you, love you, Mama.
I love you. Shelly, I'm so proud of you. Let me give a little bit of history. My mother made me. Mommy made us go to church at a young age. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't understand it. I didn't know why, but I sat there with my sisters and my mother and got a little bit older, and then I said, nope, I ain't going. So then, like, a couple of years later, I started back going. I don't know why, but I started back going, and I understood. I had to be maybe early teens. I started understanding, and I'm like, wow. So then I got baptized, and then I really started understanding. And then I accepted Christ into my life. I joined the choir, the usher board, and, oh, it was all so beautiful. Going to fast forward a little bit. When it's Trey, I was hanging out in partying with my friends and stuff, and just something didn't seem right, so I went back to the church. And I take the Lord with me everywhere I go. Now, here I am, 40, somewhere around 40-ish. Anyway, I have had the opportunity to go to Donnie McClurkin's Church Without Walls, the New York Open, the New York Call. I've seen J.J. Harrison, Ty Trubet, and I always go to church. I go to church faithfully. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that my mother started me off at a young age. It's hard to understand, Shelly, in the beginning. As long as you believe, all it takes is a mustard seed worth of faith. Remember that at all times, because there were so many times where things had happened and my faith got a little low, and then I felt guilty, and then, you know, I was introduced to that. All it takes is at least a mustard seed worth of faith, and it will take you a long way. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, anything you need to ask, Shelly, I've been there for you for a long time. I am still here for you. I'm proud of you. I love you. I also want to say, there's always going to be temptation. It's always going to be. As a matter of fact, Lavina, while I'm speaking of this temptation, there's a song, "I'm Not Available for Sin" by John P. Key. If y'all can find that and play it, "I'm Not Available for Sin" by John P. Key. All the things that I've been free from seem to revisit and try to revisit, but I will stand with He who is invincible. I'm not available for sin. I love you all. I'm not going to stay on long. Lavina, my cousin, I love you. I love y'all all.
Love you, too.
Thank you, Ray.
Shelly,
I love you always.
Keep on believing. Keep on believing. Y'all can mute me now. I'm going to listen into the show. I've got my guys to take care of. I'm going to listen to the show. Find that
okay.
Song for me. I love y'all. God bless y'all.
All right. Got you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Minister Sanders?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I actually just want to just to clarify a couple things here. I believe in my heart that when there's a calling and when there's a blessing that needs to be received, you know, that if you are a man or a woman of God, you're supposed to deliver that message, you know, to the mm-hmm. fullest extent of it. And that's just how I believe it in my heart. You know, Minister Sanders, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you
mm-hmm.
know, I believe that if you're given a gift and you have that gift of healing, or you have that gift to be able to deliver the word and make sure that you get the message through to someone, I believe in my heart that that's what you should do. That's your duty. You know, at GQ Palace, we can set the format, but the purpose of the special guest, you know, and our faithful callers like Minister Sanders, is so that they're able to connect with you on a higher spiritual level that us at GQ Palace can ever. I mean, we can try to compare, but you know what? There's no comparison, you know.
Absolutely.
There's no comparison to it, you know. So I just want to say that to Shelly, you know, I thank you, you know, for calling in and, you know, and we talk on all the other shows, you know, but Spiritual Sunday is special, you know, it's special and it's not only is it the Lord's Day, it's every day, but on Sunday being gifted to have the special guest that we do have on, I like to think that everyone takes it serious, you know, and when you called in today, and the first couple words of your mouth was, you know what, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know, I don't know the Lord as well as I, you know, as well as I should. You know, automatically I knew the person that was going to be able to deliver a message to you would be Minister Sanders. And she has delivered many, many, many of messages here, you know, on GQ Palace. And just with the Lord being able to talk to her and connect with her on a spiritual level and for her to be able to deliver that message, you know, is very important to me. So I'm going to turn it over to Minister.
I just felt tonight, and it's probably going to be many other Sundays, but tonight I felt that it was a calling for me to press one and get on my laptop and go. Lavina, you touched on the fact that, yes, I called into, I'm a rookie at the other shows and all of that, but tonight, keeping it real, I mean, tonight said, look, get on your laptop and press one. I think that's God telling me, hey, let's go.
That's right.
I believe that in my heart. That's what I believe.
Yes.
That's what I believe, that I was supposed to call in tonight and talk about it.
Right. And that's important, you know, and I think that the first step is being able to press one, you know, being able to press one in to be heard, you know, because when you don't press one, we can't hear you, you know, but we know that you're there.
Right.
But
right.
When you press one, we're able to connect with you on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And Minister Sanders can deliver the word. I don't know if you've heard her, you know, before, but
Minister Sanders, I'm very grateful that I did press one. I mean, again, I think I was supposed to do this tonight. I think I was supposed. I'm not questioning it. I'm not going to say, oh, why are you pressing one? I'm not going to do that. When I got on my laptop and decided, actually, when I got on Facebook, keeping it real, when I got on Facebook and I seen Lavina's post, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it tonight. All the other shows and had a good time and laughed and jokes and all that kind of stuff. I did, absolutely.
Right.
Yes, I did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But tonight, I was supposed to press one.
Right.
I think that's what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Lavina, the Lord is moving my spirit to say something. I wasn't going to say anything, but the Lord is moving my spirit because he commands us as leaders. I'm a leader in the kingdom. When it's time to reprove, see, this is a recorded show. You post this to the internet. You see what I'm saying? For people to come, and the Lord is moving my spirit to say this. I'm going to give the scripture before I do it because I give the word of God before I do something so the Lord can suffice me in his power because there's going to be many come against me for this. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Lord tells us, you have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Reprove means to correct, to chastise, to speak of openly. Going on to verse 12, remember this is Ephesians chapter 5, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved, meaning again corrected, brought to the light, are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, awake thou that sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, you be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always, all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to and another in the fear of God. So I need to read that first to give you the word of why I, as if I'm a saint of God, I have to do what I'm about to do. And to the callers, I pray that they're listening. Now, it really behooves me. I'm a minister. The Lord led me here. this woman, she said, I do not know the Lord. I want to know more of him. You came. That weighed heavy on you. You said, I listened to her very carefully and connected with her spirit. She says, I want more of the Lord. Now, the Lord sent me to this line. The Lord sent Elder Tillery to this line. And he got off of here and to go and walk his vows. And
yes,
when the Lord said, thank you, you know, for calling in. And I know you had to go. He corrected her. No, I don't have to go. My dog is ready to go. Basically, the dog is more important than your soul right about now.
That's
you
fine.
Know,
that's
and this, and I have to say this openly. I love him and I pray for him. And get me wrong, I don't hate him because we have to still love him. But that unfruitful work, that work of iniquity that he just did, that had to be spoken openly. So you recognize that's not how the Holy Spirit behaves. That's not how the Holy Ghost behaves. And see, that's why so many people, the same church he was just telling you need to be in, so many people stay away from it because you have those same liars, those same ones who say the Holy Ghost led, Holy Spirit led, and you go to church and they don't have time for you. The preacher preaching, you need to talk to them. You need that one-on-one with them, but they're ready to get, they want to speak so you can put that money in the collection plate so they can go and do what they do. And so when it's time for you to talk to them, oh, they got to go out to eat with their family. They don't have time to do the labor. The Lord did the labor. And so that really agitated me because I am of the body of Christ. The Lord has blessed me. I am set apart and sanctified by the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does not behave unseemly. It does not do that. But if you live by the Holy, he's not it. He, forgive me, Lord, for calling it. He does not behave unseemly. When the soul comes, you come and say, I need you, Lord. With me having the Holy Spirit in me, I may have had an appointment to go do something else, but the Lord calls for changes to be made because we belong to the Lord. We don't belong to ourselves. What I'm supposed to do is what I'm doing now. Stay on the phone and talk to you. What he was supposed to do, that dog could have waited. Stay
right
on the phone. The Lord may have needed
Thank you.
Through him. The Lord may have given him a revelation, but he got in the way of what the Lord had. You needed that. It took you a while, but you pressed that number one. You stepped out on whatever you were going on in your mind and said, okay, Lord, I believe you got something for me here. I don't know you like that, Lord, but I feel it's something in me. I'm feeling I need this. So that's right. You didn't know, but you want to know, and you believe. You know it's something more than yourself that led you to call in, and he dropped the ball on that. And
that's
he
right.
needed to be openly reproved. So you can understand the Holy Spirit, that's not the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit don't behave that way. The Holy Spirit does not behave that way. The Holy Spirit wouldn't have left you on the phone knowing
that's
you
right.
needed him.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank
Spirit.
You. Thank
I pray that you see that every call on the phone, I'm one, I don't bite my tongue. I stand in the boldness of God. I walk in the authority of God with God. Many people come in the name of Jesus. They walk in his authority. His name is authority, but they're not walking with him. And that's one
right.
that just happened. That was a different agenda. It wasn't to come save a soul because you had a soul that needed, and he left to walk his dog.
But that's the
your
same way.
Your soul is not more important
no.
than that dog. Now, that I needed to say, and I don't care who don't like it because God said that. And so that was,
right.
was very important to get the scripture so you know. The Lord said you can't even leave that in secret. If I want to talk to Lavinia about that and me and her just have a conversation in private and I don't tell this out loud, the Lord is going to chastise me for that because you may believe that's okay. But you go to a preacher and he say, oh, I'm going to talk to you later because I got to go over here and walk my dog. No, that ain't the Holy Spirit right there. It's just we run fast,
no,
quick, and I'm more than that. That's not the
it
Holy just, Spirit.
It just lets you know the motives are different.
The motive is different. The motive is different.
And usually, Minister Sanders, and I'm sure you can back me on this one, usually when we bring a special guest on, you know, we say, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and stuff like that? You know, that's like their opportunity. But then is there anything that's on your heart and that's in your mind and you still promote the more? You know, that's the downfall right there, you know, because if what's in your heart and what's on your mind is you promoting something that you're doing, I will not share your information with anybody whatsoever. If
yes,
when they go to the archives
exactly.
and they hear it, they'll hear it that way. But I will not be sharing it, you know, on the air to anyone whatsoever. And that's why I said, you know, Minister Sanders, I volunteered your services, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I know where the true word of God will come from, you know, and it has not failed me since we met, you know, in
exactly.
that relationship that I'm extremely blessed to be able to have with you. is that we can connect on a different level, and you can enlighten me on so many things that I need help with. So I had to apologize for him because obviously he didn't apologize for himself.
He didn't. I apologized for him,
and that's why I wanted to, you know, he didn't have to say one more time that he walked. You know, no, I understand you have to go. You keep saying it. So now, okay, thank you for coming on.
No, wait a minute. He didn't say he had to go. He corrected you on the air.
Yes.
That's why the Lord let me. I don't have to go. My dog has to go. But see, you know, the thing is, you still love him. You still love him. But that work he did, that went of God. And that's insulting to me because as a leader, you got a body of Christ. We are set out to save these souls. We are set out the Lord. He has the word. One thing about Elder Tilly, I can tell you this, he knows the word of God. He knew better.
Mm-hmm.
He knew better.
You know,
he could have gave her. She needs that. She needs one-on-one, not, oh, I'm going to send you over to this church and you just go lead yourself. The woman has said three of her, I don't know. And that's okay. It's all right. You want to know, and God knows you. So long as you want to know and seek, you're going to have him. We have to bear what he had a responsibility to do. Romans chapter 15, patience with one another. When they that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. So see, that's what he was supposed to do. We are stronger. We are a lot stronger in the word. That dog could have waited.
And this
is the word of God right here. I always make sure I get scriptural reference because I never want anyone to take my word. There's nothing so good I'm doing. It's the Lord. And one thing about it, when you speak the word of God and you stand firm and bold, there's nothing that can come against that. I want to make sure she takes down my information. I think it's time for the go. I just looked at the clock.
Yes,
I don't want her to think the Lord behaves, the Holy Spirit behaves that way. That's not of God. That is not of God. That's not the Holy Spirit.
Minister Sanders, before we go, I do want you to give your information to Shelley, as well as I'm going to call you, speak to you off the air about possibly setting up a Bible study, or if you do have a conference call where all of us can call in as well.
Can I just interject real quick?
Sure.
I have a house full of teenagers, which is my son and my daughter. I took the time to come out on my porch by myself. I don't have a pen or paper or any of that. I wanted to listen to all of this by myself, so I don't have a pen and paper to get her information. Lavina, Minister, I would like to have that, if you don't mind.
I have my cell number. I do mobile alerts. My number is 803.
Or maybe you can inbox it to me.
Lavina, I'm going to give it to Lavina because I'm not friends on Facebook with you. And that way I give it to Lavina and you send me a friend request. Suggest me as a friend to her. And I'm going to make sure you have it. I'm going to make sure you have that because you called me. You called me. You came. See, that's what I'm talking about. You went out on your porch. You stopped what you were doing and you came. And he dropped the ball. You needed to receive that. And I need everyone to know the Holy Spirit don't behave that way. So one becomes the God in Christ, that's not the Lord. That's not of God.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
An imposter in God's house. Okay.
Sanders, I still want you to give the information on the air for anyone who does check the archives. If you can share your information on your conference calls and everything to the listeners, and then we'll close with the song. But I want you to give your information first.
Okay, my name is Minister Teresa Sanders, and I have Revelation of God's Restoration Ministry Group. It's a group via Facebook. You can find the group and join, and I'll accept you. You can send me a friend request. Type in Teresa Sanders, and you should see me come up. Also, I have a phone conference called Revelation of God's Restoration Ministry Phone Conference, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The phone number is 712-432-3100. The access code is 566-728. The conferences are Mondays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time, 6 Mountain Time, and 5 Pacific Standard Time. On Fridays are the same as Mondays, 7 Eastern Standard Time, 6 Central Time, 5 Mountain Time, and 4 Pacific Standard Time. I also send mobile alerts for the conferences to your cell phone if you'd like. You may text me from your cell phone at 803-288-3559. 803-288-3559. That's also a number I can be reached at. If you need to talk about something that's not on the air or for everyone else, you may call me. I do private Bible studies, and I send mobile alerts and inspirational messages. I look forward to blessing God with you all. Thank you so much, Lavina. I really enjoyed tonight. And I apologize if, for just being agitated, but that really, as a leader, leader, we are of the body of Christ, and I can't let someone come and betray the body of Christ what is not, because that's not of God. That was not true, and that was wrong. That was wrong.
That's right. Well, Minister Sanders, you did give me, I gave a song request, and I do have the song for you. So that's going to be the song that we're going to go out to this evening. On behalf of Gigi Palace, I want to thank everyone for calling in. I want to thank the listeners as well. I just want to tell everyone to be safe, stay prayed up, be blessed, and we look forward to speaking to everyone next week, Sunday, same time, 7 p.m. Have a blessed and safe week, guys.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. But come on, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name.
I know.
And lift your hands and say
it with me. It's the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
That is just mine.
Till the fire comes, you can go on, shout, praise him.